Now, the fourth and last incident, the fourth and last myth, is rather more complex and interesting, and is called the Muchalinda episode, or the Muchalinda myth. The Buddha spent 7 weeks under or near the Bodhi tree after his enlightenment. And at the end of the 7th week after the enlightenment, there came, we are told, a great storm. It's as though the heavens burst open, as you can so often see it in India, not like the little showers we have in this country, and the rain came simply pouring and streaming down. It was apparently the beginning of the rainy season. And the Buddha was still seated under that tree, with only the tree for shelter. And it was a very inadequate shelter. So the myth goes on to relate how Muchalinda, the serpent king, came out of his hole, came out of hiding, and wrapped his coils round and round the Buddha to protect him from the rain, and then reared his hood, which was like a cobra hood, up over the head of the Buddha, just like an umbrella. So this incident also is very often depicted in Buddhist art. Sometimes it's depicted in a slightly comical way. You get the Buddha's head just peering out over the top of a great coil of rope, as it seems to be, with a little cobra's head like an umbrella just over the top. It looks rather quaint. So this is how it's depicted usually. Now, when the rain stopped, Muchalinda, the serpent king, threw off the guise of the serpent, and he assumed the form of a beautiful young man. And he bowed before the Buddha and saluted him. So what does this myth represent? Muchalinda represents, we may say, the forces of the unconscious mind in their most positive and most beneficent aspect. All over the world, the ocean, the sea, water in general, rain, is associated with the forces of the unconscious. Muchalinda is the king of the Nagas, the serpent gods, and the serpents or dragons represent the forces within the unconscious mind, the waters of the unconscious mind. The Nagas, the serpent deities, are the forces within that unconscious mind. And Muchalinda is the king of the Nagas. So the symbolism becomes quite clear. And the rain represents, the pouring down of the rain, represents a sort of baptism. And baptism, in the form of sprinkling with blood or sprinkling with water, always represents, in primitive religion, even in advanced religions, the investment of the conscious mind with all the powers and forces of the unconscious mind. Now, it's further significant that the storm occurred and Muchalinda appeared at the end of the 7th week. It's also significant that Muchalinda wraps his coils round the Buddha 7 times. As I say, this is significant. Muchalinda also corresponds to what the tantras call the Chandali, the fiery one, or what Hindus call the Kundalini, or coiled up one, usually rendered into English as the serpent power, the potential of spiritual energy within each man and woman. And the 7 coils, which Muchalinda wraps around, represents the 7 psychic centers strung along the median nerve, up which the serpent power passes in its ascent from the lowest to the highest center. And the beautiful youth, or the form of the beautiful youth bowing before the Buddha, represents the new personality, the new being, which is born as a result of this process of ascent of the Kundalini, or the coiled up power. And Muchalinda salutes the Buddha, and this represents the perfect subservience of all the powers and forces of the unconscious mind at all levels to the enlightened mind.